Yo, 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 this is Dan and PW in the building again. We coming to you with another one, baby, another one. Today's, well, tonight topic is going to be about Jim Jones and Nas comparison. Recently, Jim Jones got on Fat Joe's show, and he said basically that he has a lot better catalog than Nas. He said he might have more hits, I think, than Nas. All around, he feels he's a better artist. Recently, Jim Jones has been going back and forth with Cameron. And, you know, I give credit when credit is due. Jim Jones has been put a lot of work in the game. He's had a few hits. I don't know who had the most hits out of him and Nas. But I can definitely double check.
No Diplomats, no nobody else. Me, Jim Jones, check my track record. Then check everybody else's track record. Then go to the billboards and check all my entries. Then check all them niggas' entries and shit like that. And I'm not taking nothing away from nobody. But I hear the comparisons and the niggas be trying to act funny when it comes. No, I've been spanking a lot of this shit. I'm talking about the industry. I've been putting on. So let's not get into that where we get into the numbers and I got to show you the statistics of what I've done. You heard to what other people was done. You heard, and if you want to go to the billboard entries, pull up Nas' billboard entries, then pull up my billboard entries.
We'll check.
We definitely gonna pull it up. Let's see.
I tell you off rip, he definitely ain't got no more hits. I mean, think about it. I Rule the World by Nas and Lauryn Hill. Just that one, nigga, is nigga. Just that is crazy. Let me see. I Know I Am, Be What I Want to Be, like that one, mm-hmm. Crazy. I mean, you got Illmatic. So, I mean, come on, man.
We gonna pull it up, man. We gonna give the people the numbers because we going by the numbers. People can talk all day, but we gonna go by numbers because y'all yeah. Want to know the numbers, so we gonna go by the numbers. But yeah, before we go by the numbers, we gonna roll this clip, man. And let's see what he has to say.
You heard? Like, let's keep it a buck here.
Yeah, but let's keep it a buck.
You heard? Let's keep it a buck because you'll bring it up. There must be some type of misconception or what's that word when it comes to Jim Jones and what Jim Jones have done in this game. A lot of these rappers.
We made them take the darkies off.
A lot of these rappers have done a tremendous job, and I take nothing away from them, but they forget I got a hell of a catalog. Me, Jim Jones, myself. Gold records, platinum records, gold albums, platinum albums. No, me, Jim Jones. All
right. So he says that he's has more. I don't know if he said he had more hits. Was he trying to say he had more hits?
He did say that.
He said he had more hits than Nas. But I got the numbers here. And I got the numbers, and I'm going to bring them up. And you guys tell me what y'all think. Because like I say, I'm a numbers guy. And I like to bring the numbers.
Yeah.
So, right off the bat, let's talk about Billboard hits. Right off the bat, Billboard hits. Nas has dozens of Billboard hits. He has three checks next to his dozen. And Jim Jones has one check next to his Billboard hits.
Well, how many hits do Jim Jones got, though?
Nah, let's go to his major hit classics. If I Rule the World, featuring Lauryn Hill. I love that song.
I said it.
You said that one. I Rule the World. I mean, that one's that song is fire. My favorite one of all time. Can y'all guess that in the chat? Drop it in the chat right now. Whoever dropped my favorite one in the chat, I'm going to reach out to you and I'm going to cash app you. Drop it right in the chat right now. Whichever one I see, I'm going to cash app you. Can you guess it, Pat?
Hmm. Is it his, like, you gotta give me a hint. Is it one of his older songs?
One of his baddest songs he's ever done of all time, to me.
Illmatic?
No, it's not Illmatic.
I can't even think, man.
Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, and you're gonna be like, oh, yeah. One mic.
Oh, yeah. One mic. One mic, baby.
Come on, man. One mic?
I know. Yeah, I forgot about
that. Man, he broke all barriers with one mic. One mic was the shit. And not to mention the video.
Yeah, the video was crazy.
Was crucial. The video was off the chain. The boy is a visionary, bro. Off the bat. Exactly. Made You Look.
Made you look.
You a slave to in the book. You know what I'm saying?
Man, come on, bro.
Hate Me Now featuring Diddy.
Oh my God, that video cold too.
What? That Nas is cold. Like Ultra Who's Black.
He got that one with R. Kelly too. Was that? Do you ever win a minute? Do you ever?
Oh yeah, I remember that one. I'm gonna have to play that one. That's fire too.
Yeah, fire.
Oh yeah, that's fire. And he has Ultra Black, won a Grammy in 2021 with that one. King's Disease.
That's his new shit.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga got a Grammy off the new shit?
Yeah.
See, bro, Jim gotta just chill out.
So when it comes to legendary hits, legendary songs. Off the bat, Nas is killing.
He is killing. Because like, think about it. As much as Jim Jones is dope, he's a very good rapper. I love some of his. I ain't going to say I love all of it, but I love a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? But there's not one song that I can think of off the top of my head, like, boom, besides Ballin'.
Yeah.
And that's a trip, right? Ain't that a trip?
Yeah. Because all these songs we just named is still being played. No matter wherever you go at, you're going to hear these songs somewhere. Radio, store, in the car. Somewhere you're going to hear these songs. Your playlist, they there. And they still getting streams. I mean, so when it comes to comparison, man, like, there's no comparison. I feel like they are both in their own separate lane when it comes to this, so you can't even compare the two. They are both talking about different things, different topics. They're going into different lanes. Nas is more of the conscious rap. You know, Jim Jones is more of the street rap. You know what I'm saying? So there's no comparison with that, I feel. Right. If you want to compare, then I would say go compare yourself to what's the name I just said? The rapper I just said that he was beefing with, Cam'ron. Compare yourself to Cam. Somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't take nothing from Jim Jones. Jim Jones is one of my. I like his music. I follow Jim Jones. I like the dude. I like his persona. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
His personality is dope. You know, but when it comes to these hits, Nas is give Nas his props, bro. Don't take nothing from Nas. And, you know, don't disrespect Nas like that. Don't do that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think Jim Jones is getting at an age where, and he also has been in the game a long time. So I think right now he really trying to get his props, because you got to think about it. Like, when brothers is getting older, like, it's only so much time you're going to still be doing this for real. You might be doing it forever, but as far as like really be in on the field trying to get it in, like, I think right now he's seeing the doors is, I wouldn't even say closing. It's just, it's going to be an end of the chapter pretty soon. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, and to me, man, like, I mean, it's other things that he can do. And it's probably other things that he's already doing, but it's other things that you can do, you know, besides music. You know what I'm saying? Like, focus on doing some podcast stuff or clothing line. He has a clothing line. Open up some more businesses. Like,
I think he got the businesses, but I think when you in this type of industry, it's like a sport. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for him to leave the sport without a championship ring, for real, I think that's what he looking for. It's almost like he had a ring
went to the playoffs, but didn't get the ring.
Didn't really get the ring fully. You feel me? Like, he got to the playoffs. Yeah, he got to game seven at the playoffs, in the finals. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't, it didn't all the way go. You get me? But he was, but he played his ass off and everybody respect him. But it's just one of those things. I think for him, he wants that ring for real.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I think that's what keeps him going. And that's why he's so competitive with all his peers. You know, because why would you come at Nas if you're not trying to stir some shit up to get people to focus on you?
I think that's what it's really about. Doing. Yeah, I think that's what it's really about, just to get some focus and some attention on him and to run some numbers up. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at it.
You know what I'm saying? If that make Nas come out the shell and clap back, which I doubt he will.
Come on, man. Nas is damn near a billionaire out here, bro.
He is a billionaire.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't gonna really have time for the BS, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He just opened up a casino in Queens.
Yeah. The guy's doing commercials. I just seen a commercial he just did not too long ago. For the casino, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's for the casino.
Yeah.
So
bro.
In Queens.
Which is crazy.
So we ain't got time to be talking about who's the better rapper, bro. That's why I say, like, open up some more businesses, bro. Let's be in competition with that. Let's see who can open up the most businesses in the hood where you grew up at. You know what I'm saying? Let's be a competition with put more people, you know, on top, or putting more people in position to get it. You know, let's open up more jobs. Let's be in competition to get people more jobs and clean up the community. Let's be in competition with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Forget music. Yeah. Music is done. This is for the younger generation now. When it comes to the old heads, we need to be focusing our time on something better than just music all the time and who's the better rapper. You know what I'm saying? At 50...
I mean, I ain't taking that from him. You know,
but I'm just saying, like,
age shame him. You know what I mean? But
hey, at 50 years old, bro, I'm damn near touching 40. Like, I'm not finna get out here and try to rap.
I still want to. I'm still gonna do my thing. Right?
Yeah, if you don't, you don't. But you got more talent that you could be putting other places. You got more talent you can be using that. To push that into different lanes, you know what I'm saying? And just, you can do your music, whatever, but just push that energy to something different. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about something different.
But do you think since Nas did it, Jay did it, right? Mm-hmm. Even Cam is doing it. But in my opinion, those three dudes are already super solidified.
Yeah.
As far as like, these niggas is dope. Like, we fuck with them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Jim is like, and I don't want to take nothing from him, is he ain't made it to that hit level. Like, think about Cam got Old Boy. He got with Mariah Carey. He got a couple things. He got some shit, right? And Cam in himself is Dipset for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he already kind of solidified that. You get me?
Yeah.
But I think Jim Jones, since he was behind Cam for a lot of his career, and he didn't really have a lot of major hits like that, that I think he feel like, I don't think he, I feel like with Cam and them moving on, I feel like he feel he can't really move on because he ain't really hit it with the music. You get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I feel like it's almost like if he went on and did what you said, like, okay, let me just go ahead and focus on businesses and stuff. I don't think the major public is looking at him like, okay, he already conquered hip hop, so it just makes sense for him to do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas are more think like, oh, he, you know, he was a cool rapper, but he never really did make it, so he pivot to this, so it's working for him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cam and them, we don't look at them like that. We look at them niggas like, they was already dope in music. I was still fuck with them on the music, but they doing this now,
so yeah.
I'm a follow that. You get what I'm saying?
Right. It's and he's different. Still rapping, Cam. He's still rapping on his podcast and stuff, which is dope that they integrated that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Him spitting whenever he spit on the mic, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Like I said, I don't take nothing from Jim Jones either. I respect him a lot, man. And I know from watching him, he's been in the streets heavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So his name rang bells in the hood in the city of New York. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Like, he's that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was in the midst of it. He was the one that ran with 50 to probably 100 niggas in the game. You know what I'm saying? So you can't take that away from him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing about it is he's a star, but he's not a mega star.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's like when you see him at the BET Awards, it's like, okay, yeah, that's OG Jim Jones. Okay, that's Unk. You didn't get me?
Yeah.
But then when you see Cam walk through or Jay-Z, it's like everybody like, whoa. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? It's a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I'ma say this. I love when he came on stage and he did his thing though. I loved that he was able to walk out there and, you know, still be in the mix of what's going on. So they still putting him in the mix.
No,
so
he's good.
Yeah.
No, he's good at that. Like I said, he's a star. Period. Like, we can't
but
take
he
that
ain't
from
a mega star.
He's not the You know, he I feel he is kind of a mega star in a sense, but he ain't got the accolades yet.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, he need that. I think for him to be satisfied, he'll have to have a major single going crazy again, like this day and age, right? And maybe a Grammy. Probably he don't even need a Grammy, just a major single that's going nuts.
Yeah.
And I think that will help him move on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Not to say he's gonna move on, but like, that will keep him like, okay, nigga, I am that nigga. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel in his heart, he knows he's that guy, but he don't feel it for real. Like, he don't feel like he get the same respect as other people. That's what I'm trying to.
You
know what I'm saying? So he's still pushing that line, like, oh, I'm better than Nas, or I'm better than this nigga, or what these niggas got over me. Like, he's still like defensive mode, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think he need to just get off that. You know what I'm saying? He just gotta know that, nigga, you're known from here to Timbuktu for real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know you just as much as they do know Nas and everybody, but you're just, again, you don't have enough accolades for a crowd to say word for word all your songs. They might say word for word balling. They might say word for word maybe something you did with Cam or somebody, or but by yourself, like, you don't have enough yet.
Mm-hmm. When you, I'm not gonna take nothing from it, I'm gonna just say balling, he had popping champagne, he had Certified Gangsta, Summer with Miami with Trey Songz back in 2025.
Yeah, Summer in Miami. I remember that. That shit was dope.
We Set the Trends, featuring the Migos.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that's, you know, right. We Set the Trends. Oh yeah, I do remember that.
Crump,
but that's what, again,
Crump Music, Dipset, Era Heat, you know what I'm saying?
Crump
My
Music,
Diary, Reppin' Times, Regional Banger.
Reppin' Time.
Perfect Days.
He do got some hits though.
Love Me No More.
I gotta actually take that back, bro.
feature as a feature. Dipset tracks. I really meant it.
I really mean it.
Yeah. Dipset anthem.
Is he on there by himself?
Diplomats. He was on there with the Diplomats.
That's what I'm saying. See, a lot of those songs he with other cats.
Yeah.
I'm talking about by himself.
Yeah. I think Diary was by itself. Love Me No More was by itself. Okay. He did one with Salute, featuring Cameron and Joel Santana. Hustlers, P-O-M-E.
Yeah, Hustlers, I remember that. He got some He definitely hit the streets with shit.
My boy has put in the work, you know what I'm saying? He has put in the work. I think that... Right. When it comes to his music, people that know him know his music, know his songs. So you have to be a Jim Jones fan, true fan, to know his hits and to know his music. And right. We ain't gonna take none away from the big homie. I salute him. And you know, he has some bangers, but a lot of people might recognize more bangers from Nas. Then a lot of people might recognize more bangers from Jim Jones. So let's just even out the playing field and say he has songs that's recognizable, and Nas has songs that's recognizable, but Nas songs is, you know, the more ones that, you know, really recognizable. You dig?
Yeah.
Like I said, I can remember a Nas song, and I can remember some Jim Jones music too as well. So, you know, I ain't gonna say that, but you know, they both
good artists, are legends. Man.
They both are legends,
great artists.
They both been in the game for a very long time, and I think they both just need to just, you know, tip each other, and just say, look, man. Hey, we both had a good run. You had a good run how you had it, and I had a good run how I had it. And we ain't going to even go into this competition shit because we bigger than that, and we respect each other more than that. You know what I'm saying? So let's just keep it how we keep it. Keep it pushing.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. They definitely it's about, but I think Nas will tip his hat to Jim Jones more than what Jim Jones is tipping his hat to Nas. I think Jim Jones gotta, you know what I'm saying, be a little bit more, you know, humble with it a little bit, you know what I mean? Just not humble, but you know what I'm saying? Show some gratitude towards, like what Jada's Kiss said, you know, people that came before you. Nas came before you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nas has been around for a minute.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, and Jim, he actually admitted that he was a Nas fan. So, I guess when you get into the game, a lot of people feel like they can't be fans no more. They got to be competition. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you can't root for your homie no more. You got, unless he with the squad, that's the only time you rooting for him.
Yeah.
But if he ain't with the squad, it's like, fuck him. I don't care if he the best in the world type of thing.
So that's with that, man. We'll run it back one more time.
Listen, we can't compare the two. What I'm trying to tell you
is I want
to
go down the line.
Hold on.
I want to go down the line now, because now we're going down the line.
He's
a rapper and I'm a rapper.
Listen,
let's go statistically.
It feels great.
No, but I want to go statistically.
All right, can I say something?
Because when people be like,
I feel the same way. We all feel the same way.
And forget about the numbers. You heard? My numbers back up.
Let me step up to the forefront. Us in the music of hip-hop culture have a problem. It's a thing. And it's nothing. The world goes off numbers. But in hip-hop, we don't pay enough homage to those before us the correct way. And sometimes it's even myself.
He basically chalked it up to, oh, this is the new way of how you market yourself. You know, I guess he was saying he was taking a playbook from the youngsters that's, you know, doing stuff to, you know what I'm saying, get seen and shit. And I was like,
leave that playbook alone, Jay. That playbook does not work. Especially when you're playing it against the wrong people, my guy.
That's for real.
Yeah.
Straight up and down, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all let us know in the comments, man. Let us know if we said something that offended you, something that you don't agree with. Let us know if we said something that didn't make sense, because I'm pretty sure y'all will. Let us know so we can correct it. We don't know everything, but we know some things. There you have it, folks. The story of Jim Jones and Nas and a little bit of history. So, you know, take it how you want to take it. But make sure you leave a comment down there below. Like and subscribe to the channel. This is Dan the Man, PWS Squad. Leave them with some words before we exit out.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, you know, my opinion is my opinion. You know, I'm still saying Nas, but I love Jim Jones. I love what he stands for. You know what I'm saying? I even like a lot of his music, for real, for real. So that's my stance on it. Again, like my brother said, y'all leave y'all comments down. Let me know, you know, am I tripping or what? You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, but whatever your opinion is, put it down there. And don't forget to like and subscribe, man. You already know.
And this is another one, man. We signing out, man. We are signing out.